President Donald Trump has ordered Attorney General Pam Bondi to try to find a way to prosecute people for burning the American flag. Now what? I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. According to Trump, quote, all over the country they're burning flags. Really? And Trump further insists, burning the flag incites riots at levels we've never seen before. Really? Trump says any such person should go to prison and lose their citizenship. But federal law says that the preferred method for disposing of a worn flag is burning it. So, burning the flag per se isn't an issue. Rather, burning a flag as symbolic speech, as protest, is. In 1989, the Supreme Court addressed that exact issue in the case of Johnson versus Texas, which Trump wants his attorney general to find a way around. In Johnson, the court held, in an opinion by the conservative icon Justice Antonin Scalia, that burning the American flag, as utterly offensive as many justices found it to be, nonetheless is core political First Amendment-protected speech, and thus can't be a crime. Look at it this way. If you're expressing ideas that the government approves of, you don't need the First Amendment to protect you. But if the government wants to denounce, oppose, censor, or imprison you for your message, then that guarantee of freedom of speech is absolutely essential. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.